I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's go,
man. I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Friday to you, boys and girls. I've got one question and one question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
Well, that's all that really matters. And we come to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, National Mortgage Lender. Quicken Loans apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. It's a Target Demo Friday, boys and girls, so we like to know what you're doing as you listen to the show, where you're at, how you're listening, whether it's on the radio, on satellite radio, on the app, whether you're watching at watchda.com. This would be a good place, a good time for you to watch at watchda.com because our next guest is in studio, so it's not just my ugly mug.
Come on, Damon. Wake up.
So let us know what you're doing as you listen to the show, what plans you have this weekend. DA on CBS on Twitter. That's DA on CBS. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/TheDAShow. facebook.com/TheDAShow.
I'm not on Twitter or Facebook right now.
Our next guest has made a career out of asking the pertinent questions like, what donut do you want, to big-time athletes, especially those within MLS. We love having her here on the show. She's so funny. She's so talented. She's so smart. We love her so much. Susanna Collins from MLS and MLSsoccer.com joining us. Susanna, good morning.
Good morning. How do I live up to that intro? That's incredible.
I love your line of questioning when it comes to these guys.
I mean, these are the hard-hitting questions.
And that's
this is what people want to know.
You and I both really specialize in, which is why
it's our brand,
a kindred spirit.
Totally.
<with you.
laughs>
So how you been? I know the last time we had you in was before your beloved Cubs won the World Series.
Oh my goodness gracious.
So it's been a long time.
It has been a long time. Yeah, it's been a couple years. It's good to be back. Thanks for having me.
So the Cubs finally did it. I think we had you on like going into the playoff that year.
Yes, yeah.
And you didn't know how you were going to react. You didn't know how your dad was going to react.
Looking back on that time, like it is such a blur. I was such a hodgepodge of emotions that I couldn't get it together. And even, you know, 2 years on now, I still cannot believe it happened.
Yeah, it still is kind of hard to imagine.
It really is. You think about it, you think about how you're going to react when it happens, if it happens, and I'm still coming to terms with it.
Yeah.
And my dad and I talk about it all the time. Sometimes we'll just call each other and be like, you know, the Cubs won the World Series. They did it.
Yeah.
Like, it happened. Like, this is a real thing. It's crazy.
You were living here in New York.
I was.
Your dad was in Chicago?
Yeah.
Okay, so did you fly back for any of the games or for the parade, or what happened?
I didn't get to go back for any of the World Series games or the parade, which kills me because I was just watching the stream online and so jealous of all my friends that were there. I did get back. I was able to watch some of the Division's championship series with my dad back in Chicago, which was great. So I got to at least watch some of the playoffs with him. But that phone call after they won to my father, obviously within seconds, I'm on the phone and we're both just sobbing. I mean,
it was
a sight. It was unbelievable.
Where did you watch game 7?
So I know myself very well, and I knew I couldn't be in a public place because it's just too much.
Yeah.
There's
a lot of Cubs bars around in Chicago, bars
yes.
in New York City.
Oh, for sure. Triona's. I had a bunch of friends that were like, come out. And I was like, no, I have to be like in the comfort of my own home because nobody needs to see the emotional state. And as we all know, game 7 was the biggest roller coaster of emotions.
Crazy.
That that rain delay, I mean, I think I actually like went to bed. Like I was like, I can't handle this. Like I just like put the covers over my head and I was like, this is the worst day of my life.
Because
this
for people that don't remember, the Cubs had a lead. It looked like you guys were going to win the World Series. Oh my God, it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And then with Aroldis Chapman on the mound, the Indians come all the way back. They tie the game and it goes to extra innings. And then there's a rain delay for 15 minutes in extra innings before we get to the top of the 10th.
My blood pressure just spiked as you're
and you're like, oh my God, it's going to happen again to the Cubs.
And that's just it. That was the mentality. You were like, oh, here we go. Here we go again. This is not going to happen. And I was coming to terms with it. I was like, how am I going to move on with my life if they don't win this? This is so awful. Like, I can't face it. And then the miracles happen. And it was the most, my whole body felt like it was on fire. Like I couldn't actually believe it. It was the most incredible adrenaline rush. So special. I could not wipe the smile off my face for a solid 2 weeks. It was magnificent.
One of our good friends who used to work on the show, Kenny Brock, is a huge Philadelphia Eagles fan. He was always angry and cranky and pessimistic and cynical. The Eagles won the Super Bowl, and I said, are you a changed man? He goes, yeah, I'm just less angry now.
Yeah.
And I said, how long will this last? He goes, I don't know, but I'm definitely less angry. Do you think your dad is a different man today?
Absolutely. There's a weight that has been lifted.
Yeah.
You know, this is a 70-year-old man who his entire life, all he wanted to see was the Cubs win the World Series. And there was just this constant chip on the shoulder that existed. And it's gone now. There's a lightness there. It's beautiful. It makes me so happy that within his lifetime, he was able to witness it and see it and appreciate it. Did I show you my tattoo?
No.
So my dad and I got matching Cubs tattoos.
Wow.
We made a deal back ages ago that if the Cubs ever won a World Series, we were going to get matching Cubs tattoos.
Kick that ankle up here so that our cameras can grab that. You've got the ankle on the inside of your left.
It's the sort of like retro 80s Cubby Bear.
That's
and my
so
dad
cool.
and I got the exact same tattoo, the exact same place.
Your dad got
my
the
dad.
Tattoo. 70-year-old
we
Mr.
got it
Collins.
Together. Yes, for his first tattoo.
Wow.
This is his first
tattoo. Oh, my goodness.
And we did it over Thanksgiving break after they won. And we went together, went to the tattoo shop together, did it. He was such a champ.
He was
freaking out. I kept thinking he was gonna back out, but he didn't. He didn't.
That
we stayed
so
true.
Awesome.
But we literally made this pact like years ago if it ever happened, this is what we were going to do. And he kept, throughout the playoffs, he kept like texting me being like, still going to get that tattoo? Is it still on?
Was
is
he trying to back
happening?
Out?
I think he was. I think he was like testing the waters. And I was like, oh no, I'm in. I'm so in, Dad. We're doing it. So I'm very proud of him.
That is so good. I'm so happy for you guys. That is awesome. Susanna Collins joins us here in studio. You work for MLS.
I do.
MLSsoccer.com. The website, the digital coverage is so good. And both you and I are fans of the league. We're fans of soccer. You're a Liverpool fan as well.
I am, yes.
So how did you pick Liverpool?
So I spent about 2 years studying abroad in London. And when I was there, so you know, EPL is everywhere. Everyone's watching Premier League games on the weekend. And so it was a really good way to kind of ingratiate yourself into British culture. So I was like, well, I've got to pick a team. And everybody, I was living in London, everybody was an Arsenal fan. And I was like, oh, I can't, you know, it's so basic. We can't go Arsenal.
So basic.
So I had been watching some of the games. I loved Steven Gerrard. He was my guy. So I was like, okay, Liverpool. Liverpool's going to be my team.
Nice.
And so I picked it because of Steven Gerrard.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So I just think that MLS is on such a cool upswing right now. And you guys are doing really cool stuff over there with MLS because you've got these brand new, beautiful studios.
Yeah.
And they're just letting you guys rip and have fun and have a good time. And that's what this league is all about.
It is.
Doesn't it feel like there's such a good youthful vibe going on right now with MLS?
I mean, it's palpable. It's very, very cool. Even we were talking beforehand, my first season was the 2016 season. And even since then, you've seen this sort of youth influx. Teams like Atlanta United really sort of embracing these young players and putting them out in the field. You know, MLS used to have this stigma of being the retirement league where we go overseas, we sign, you know, these legends who are just well past their prime.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're going to put butts in seats and we're getting away from that. And it's very, very cool because inevitably what happens there is that the product on the field improves. And that is what we have seen. And it's good quality soccer now. It's fun to watch. It's a really, really exciting league to watch.
Roster building is so much more sophisticated now here. Mm-hmm. A lot of academies develop their own kids here, which is important. There's a lot of offense. There's more goals scored in the MLS than almost any other major league.
Yeah.
So this is pretty cool. You got to meet David Beckham not long ago.
Oh, my Lord.
When they announced that Miami got an expansion team. So Beckham is going to lead the Miami expansion team.
Yeah.
And I think your hashtag was, I can die now.
I was trying to think of anybody I have actually met or interviewed that's bigger than him,
yeah.
You know, in a global sense. And really there isn't, you know, everybody knows who David Beckham is on the planet. And number one, he could not have been more gracious and nicer.
You kind of expected to be a little standoffish.
Totally.
He's kind and warm and just cool.
He's lovely. He is absolutely lovely.
It's a good word. He's a lovely man.
And was so engaging with everybody. My favorite part of that entire experience. So after I'll be honest, I can't even remember what I asked him. I was so I can't believe David Beckham is standing in front of me right now. But later that day, they had a fan event with the Miami supporters at a bar. David Beckham and the ownership group shows up, surprised all the fans.
Really?
And he hung out with the fans for a solid 45 minutes, taking shots with them, drinking beers, taking selfies.
No
way. He
talked
to everybody. And he was so accessible. And I was like, this guy is so cool. If I didn't think he was cool already, he is the coolest. And I just give him so much credit because he's, you know, he's one of the biggest stars in the world. He's a busy guy. He didn't have to do that. And it just, these fans were absolutely freaking out, as well they should.
So it's a great indicator of the league, because when David Beckham wants it, and he banged on that door for a long time, I want the Miami franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And he made it happen to find the stadium and to find the funding and to find the politics behind it to get the funding in the land. That means it's worth something to be in here. Arthur Blank, owner of the Falcons, was like, I need to be into the in MLS. And Atlanta FC has turned into, you know, this huge phenomenon of 70,000 people in there.
It's insane.
It matters now to be in MLS. And that kind of just says something, that all these powerful people want to be in it, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you look at the ownership groups that we have in place. I mean, these are big names. These are hard-hitting owners. They want to do well. They want this league to be successful. And the more of that we have, the more support we have like that from ownership groups, it's only going to help the league grow.
Was Beckham as handsome as you thought in person?
Oh, he is hands down the most beautiful person I have ever seen up close.
But he's a little smaller in stature than you would think,
yeah,
right?
He's shorter. And a lot of soccer players are, you know. He's svelte, I guess you would say. He's slim. He clearly takes care of himself. But it's his presence. It's his aura that is so massive, you know. He walks into a room. I mean, it was so funny. Even I got more text messages from my guy friends than I did my girlfriends I interviewed Beckham, wanting to know. And do you know what they all wanted to know too? How did he smell? What did David Beckham smell like? That was the number one question. It was so funny. And I was like, he smelled magnificent.
He probably smelled like the best person you've ever smelled. My guess is,
it was wonderful. Yes, he smelled great.
It's probably like Beckham than Beyonce is
exactly
most beautiful smelling people in the world.
Everything about him was quite lovely.
You're on the LAFC bandwagon, huh? Are you? I saw you wearing that gear. LAFC is the new expansion.
I have been
team.
Taking so much heat for this. Number one, so LAFC is the new expansion side. For this year in MLS, they have done such an outstanding job with their branding.
Totally. Will Ferrell's a part owner.
Will Ferrell is a part owner. There's a whole, Tony Robbins is an owner. Nomar Garciaparra, Mia Hamm. I mean, they've got some big names behind this club. And their crest, you know, their uniforms, everything, their jerseys.
It's clean.
Just so clean. It's so slick.
It's like black and gold
it's super, super sharp. So that was a great way to draw people in initially. And then, you know, they had their first game last weekend. And I'll be honest, I think everybody kind of had a little, not low expectations, but it's always difficult for an expansion side to come into the league and make a splash right away. Their first game was away on the road, which is always tough in MLS. They're playing the Seattle Sounders, who are the MLS Cup runners-up. And they came out and took care of business. Yeah. And I was like, wow, Bob Bradley has a plan in place. It was really impressive. So it's exciting. You want to see teams enter the league and compete right away.
No doubt.
And it was really, really cool for them to get that result.
Yeah, 1-0 win last week was huge for LAFC in their first ever match. My favorite crest actually right now in the league is Minnesota.
Oh, it's great. Because I love loon.
The loon is so cool. It's too bad they stink so bad.
Oh, man.
That loon is so badass.
It is really great. And you know, their uniforms this year, their jerseys, they've got a little red button right at the top of the neck that sort of like complements the little red loon eye. It's very, very chic.
The red loon eye.
Yeah. I'm into their jerseys
for sure. The
red
loon eye.
That crest is sick. I love it.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool jerseys this year in MLS. I think the Red Bulls are doing an actual red jersey, yep, which is cool for the first time.
Yep.
I love Sporting Kansas City's jerseys as well. Those
They're
are
always
really cool.
Solid. Yeah.
You see the crowd over at Sporting for the first match.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they get 18-5 every single game, maybe 19. It's standing room only every single match.
Children's Mercy Park is great.
That facility is one of the most ridiculous soccer facilities.
If you ever have an opportunity to catch a match there, you should. It's really a wonderful scene.
It really is awesome. Susanna Collins joins us in studio from MLS and MLSsoccer.com. We play 10 questions with her coming up here next. Watch on the simulcast at watchda.com right now. This is the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Make the right game plan for you. Farmers Insurance has practical insurance knowledge gained from more than 89 years of experience. Find an agent at farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Welcome back, DA, with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Remember that you can always watch the show on the simulcast at watchda.com. That is mobile friendly. You can watch it on your PC, your laptop, your tablet, your smart TV, or your phone. Watchda.com. The best clips are always up on YouTube as well. Check them out there. We upload them onto Facebook. Also, watchda.com every single day. Live and sparkling Technicolor.
Electronically ignorant.
It's a good day to be locked into the simulcast right now at watchda.com because the wonderfully talented Susanna Collins joins us here in studio from MLS and MLSsoccer.com. And boy, the cool thing about MLS is just the players are so accessible. They don't have the same aura or facade that maybe some of the other multimillionaire athletes have in other sports. It's so easy to talk to these guys, isn't it?
They are really, really humble. And as you say, very, very accessible. You know, a lot of these guys, they're not making the huge amounts of money that, you know, typical athletes are making.
A bunch of these guys that are making $40,000 or $50,000.
Exactly. And so, you know, in that sense, they're not taking themselves so seriously, which makes my job so much easier. But to that point, I think what's really cool about MLS is that there are so many players in this league with incredible stories of how they got to where they are that we still don't even know about. And when we have that kind of accessibility, we're able to tell those stories and generate fans for these guys. And that's what's a really, really cool part of my job.
Yeah, I find it so easy to root for the guys because they're so grounded.
Mm-hmm.
You've covered so many professional locker rooms before, football, hockey, et cetera. And look, a lot of athletes are great guys, but when you make $10 million a year, you just don't live in the same stratosphere the rest of us live in.
Right.
When you make 75 grand a year or 50 grand a year or 125 grand a year, you just become so much more, you are just so much more grounded. Mm-hmm. So you can ask these guys regular questions.
Yep.
And they just feel like normal people. And it's easy to root for normal people in a professional sports
league.
You
want to be able to relate to these guys, you know? Like, you can't, it's hard to relate to the Tom Brady's of the world because they live a life that you
totally
will never, ever, ever touch.
No, he's on a beach on a white horse for his vacation. I'm lucky if I get a donkey.
No, exactly. Like, give me the mule. I'll take a mule. But yeah, these guys, they're not driving the $100,000 cars. You know, they've got their Toyota Camrys and their Priuses, and they are very, very much normal guys, and they want to be seen that way. And I appreciate that as a fan. That makes me relate to them even more.
Totally. Susanna Collins also asks these regular guys a lot of cool but hard hitting questions, like which donut do you want out of this box, and other things of that nature. And so it's time to play 10 questions with Susanna.
It's time for America's favorite game show, where we tell the studio guest what they should think. It's 10 questions, not taped in front of a live studio audience.
All right, so being a Chicago gal, number one, Lou Malnati's or Giordano's?
100% Lou Malnati's.
Is that right? Give me the reason why.
It's the crust. It all comes down to the crust for me. They have that buttery, delicious crust, and it's you just can't beat it. Don't talk to me about any other deep dish in Chicago.
Don't even come at me.
It's Lou Malnati's or bust. That's it.
Mariah, are we okay with that buttery crust?
Oh, I love the buttery crust when I went.
Very good. Number two, better beers, Bucktown or Wrigleyville?
Ooh. I'm going to have to go Bucktown on this.
Wow.
Yeah.
Didn't see you going
I
there.
I know. I surprised myself, but yeah. Bucktown's a little bit hipper, I'm just going to say. Yeah. And they've got kind of like the microbrew thing happening over there. You get a little bit more variety. You know, I live in Greenpoint in Brooklyn, so I got to stay true to my hipster roots.
That is so hip. You are in here with a ski cap as well. So.
I know, right?
So hip.
Just look the part.
But an ice-cold old style on a rooftop is just about as good as it
magic.
Gets.
It's magic.
It is so magic.
It's magic.
Oh, I love it. Number three, we believe that Mike Glennon, your former quarterback of the Bears, looks a lot like the Nickelodeon character Doug Funny. Do you agree, true or false, that Mike Glennon looks like Doug Funny?
I agree.
That's the correct answer.
But I'm going to say I think he looks more like Napoleon Dynamite.
Nick Foles got a little Napoleon Dynamite.
What is up with like these quarterbacks and the Napoleon Dynamite?
Eat your food. A liger is my favorite animal.
It's a liger. Gosh.
Number four. Over under 15 times you have watched the Cubs World Series Championship Blu-ray video.
Oh, over.
Over, yeah. We thought so. Easy over, huh?
That's easy. Not even a question.
25?
I would say I'm in the like 20 to 25 range. Yeah, for sure.
Number five, true or false, The Bachelor is the best reality show of all time?
100% true.
True. How is this going? I've seen a lot of social media buzz about the last couple of episodes.
What's going on? Ari, the latest Bachelor.
Okay.
Proposed, got down on one knee to his gal, proposed a month and a half later, on camera, with the cameras rolling, tells her, I'm going to break off our engagement because I still have feelings for the girl that I sent home. So we're donezo, and now I'm going to propose to this other girl on national television. He's the worst.
So he proposed in the final episode?
In the final episode.
And then they came back with another series with this guy?
They did like a revisit. It was sort of like after the final rose. And then came back and he dumped his fiance
on camera.
The cameras rolling.
Ooh.
And she had no idea it was coming. She was absolutely blindsided. And then proposes to the girl that he sent home on another live show. It was like, and this is all happening, mind you, this is all happening in the span of like a month and a half, 2 months. This guy is, he's trash.
Oh, that is awful. Oh my God.
But I love it.
Really? Trash him.
Taking out the trash.
Okay, the next series of questions will be based on a certain sitcom TV show of our youth.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you ask a number of MLS All-Stars about Saved by the Bell characters.
Yeah.
And so it's time to kick up the Saved by the Bell portion of this 10 questions. Number six, what was the name of the dance Lisa Turtle did to win the dance contest?
Oh, golly. Oh, no. Oh, this is escaping me, and I'm so mad at myself. The turtle, I don't know.
I am the epic fail.
Incorrect, it was the sprain.
The sprain. Oh, that's right, because she had her sprain.
Sprained ankle. Her and Screech.
With the, did
at
she
the
have
max.
The crutches at the max?
Yeah, the max.
Yeah, I can see it. I can see it.
Number seven, finish this sentence. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I'm so
scared.
That's right. Jesse, put those pills down. They're caffeine pills.
I need to study. Oh, my God.
Number eight. This is a tough one. Bayside Tigers, their rivals were the Valley.
Oh, my Lord. This is a tough one.
I had to research this. I would not have known this off the top of my head. I got to be honest.
We're going to go the Valley Knights. I don't know.
That's incorrect.
I am the epic fail.
It was the Valley Bulldogs.
Bulldogs.
I wouldn't have known that.
Darn those Bulldogs.
But I have seen a Bayside Tigers t-shirt out there.
Oh, no.
I
want one.
Yeah, I feel like.
I know.
It's right up your alley.
I need to own that. It needs to be in my possession.
Number nine, we can switch back to MLS questions here. You can keep the music going, though. This is a fantastic series of questions. True or false, you almost called Kaká Kaká.
This is absolutely true.
I would have done the same thing.
It's so weird, too, because, like, he's another one kind of in the same vein as David Beckham, where you're like, oh, my God, this is Kaká. This guy's an absolute legend. And yes. And it was like, I just had this brief moment where I was like, wait, Kaká? Kaká? How do I, like, what? My mind just went blank. It was horrible. He was so cool about it, though.
I would have done the same thing. Okay, this is my big chance. It's Kaká. Kaká. No. It's Kaká. 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 Kaká.
Kaká. Kaká.
And finally, number 10. What's the meaning of the horseshoe tattoo you have on your wrist?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. I have the tattoo from my dad on my ankle. My horseshoe tattoo is for my mother. We both love riding horses. And she actually gave me a horseshoe necklace ages ago that I used to wear all the time that I lost.
Nice.
And so it was kind
nice
of
tattoo.
Yeah. So it was sort of in honor of that. And also I got this tattoo on camera. I did a feature as I got this tattoo. I did an interview while getting inked. And that was an experience.
That was not your first tattoo?
No.
So you had known what to expect.
Yeah, I knew what to expect. But as I was getting it done, I was doing this feature with the LA Galaxy captain at the time, Yella Van Damme, who is like inked up totally. And he was like, you know, the wrist is the most painful place to get a tattoo. And I was like, well, great. It was. And so I'm like in just utter pain trying to think of questions to ask this guy. It was an experience. That feature turned out really well, though. It was fun.
Were you able to kind of keep your sanity during it?
Because when you're getting a tattoo, like, initially, it's like, oh, my goodness, this really, really hurts.
Yeah.
And then you kind of go numb to it a little bit. So after a few minutes, I was able to sort of get my bearings and complete the interview successfully.
So you have a Cubs tattoo and an Indianapolis Colts tattoo. How do you feel about Mraz's trash tattoo on his bicep? He's got a New York Giants that he got when he was really drunk one night.
Oh, the drunk tattoos.
Yeah, what do you think about this one?
Let's see. Oh, my goodness. You know what? Just own it. I love it.
You do? You like that?
You got it. Listen. Look, he's got his Yankees gear on right now. I mean, the guy is just, he's total
just
New York.
So stereotypical, isn't he?
Own it, I say.
What do you got coming up at MLS?
Oh, man. So we're doing some really, really cool stuff. Every weekend, we've got Match Day Central, which is our new sort of like studio content that we're doing for all the matches. So we're hosting a bunch of different segments from our studios. I host a weekly show every week called This Week in MLS with my friend Kaylin Carr, who's a former MLSer. We just sort of recap the week. It's a really fun watch. I've got another show called BTW, by the way. BTW. And it's more of a feature-based show where we take guys, players, coaches off the pitch and kind of do something fun with them, more to bring out their personality. So we've got some fun stuff coming up. It's exciting.
Very cool.
Yeah.
You guys do great stuff
Thank
over there.
Thank you.
MLSsoccer.com is the website. Just check it out on a daily basis. The videos are creative. The coverage is fun. You guys give it, I mean, all the creativity and fun that I think that league deserves, you guys are kind of capturing.
I appreciate that. We're enjoying it. We're having a lot of fun over there.
Very much worth the watch. Susanna Collins. And then follow her on Twitter as well, at Susanna Collins.
Yes.
And then enjoy your microbrew organic coffee and your ramen burger
cool.
back in Greenpoint.
Thank you. I will.
Okay.
Perfect.
When we come back, we've got your Target Demo Friday. What you guys got cooking on a Friday as you listen to the show, plus your epic fail. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We are the glitch in the simulation.
Hey, good morning, DA. Big fan of yours. I'm a big football fan. I love tailgating. Great how you can drink alcohol in the morning. Otherwise, people are always saying, hey, Chris, what are you running away from? And I'm like, no, I'm just tailgating.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
That's one of my favorite rejoins we have because it is so deadpan. Hey, what are the deep, dark demons you're running away from? I get asked that all the time. I don't, but this guy does, you know, and I'm just like, I just want to drink really early in the morning. What's so bad about that?
How many beers ago? Probably 1,000.
Welcome back, DA, with you here on CBS Sports Radio on a fine Friday. A reminder that we've got a lot of content out that you can consume over the weekend. You could always watch a replay of this show at watchda.com. The most recent episode airs on loop. there all weekend long. Also, you can listen to this episode or other episodes on demand by going to iTunes and finding full episodes of the show. Brand new episode of Nomad is out, a barbecue joint in KC that I doubted heavily and then was blown away by. That's available on YouTube. So check it all out this weekend as you watch and listen to the show. Time for your Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You can submit a question by going to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros or tweeting it at CBS Sports Radio. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly. Better parts, better prices every day. Mike tweets in, DA, do you think the Warriors still get the number one seed? I don't know. I think that the Rockets are actually going to hang on to do this. Now, I'm not sure that it matters. This is a little bit like last year, the Cavaliers not getting the one seed and still getting to the NBA Finals. Now, I think that the Rockets would give the Warriors a real run for their money in the Western Conference Finals. I'm not sure, though. What I'm saying is that the Warriors need it to go to the NBA Finals. But I think the Rockets hold them off. I just think that right now, Houston's playing such great basketball. And I kind of also feel like the Rockets really feel like they need it, while the Warriors feel like they don't need it, which means by the time the playoffs roll around, I think the Rockets will push with their starters to get it, and the Warriors will lay back and rest some of their guys. So I think Houston ends up with the one seed this year. All right, time now. Well, in a moment, I will get to your target demo Friday, because first, we posted on our Facebook the total that Mraz ate last night of the ACC tournament. Free dinner buffet and free snack bar for the duration of the day. He got there and spent, let's see, he got there at 3:30 approximately. Would that be right?
Made great time. 3:20, actually.
3:20, you lessened until about 9:30, I think.
Yes.
So about 6 hours. 9 meatballs, and these meatballs were pretty solid. Not fist-sized meatballs, but maybe a toddler's fist.
Okay, we'll go with a toddler's fist of meatballs.
Not an adult fist. But we said larger than a golf ball.
Certainly larger than a golf ball.
Smaller than an apple.
Yeah, so we'll go toddler's fist.
Maybe like a handball ball.
An older woman's Adam's apple.
What?
You know, like that thick neck bulge.
It's way bigger than that.
You think?
Yeah.
I mean, you haven't seen some of the old people I know.
The old bags you
yes.
hung around with. 9 of these meatballs, 2 plates of pasta, 2 pretzels, 2 brownies, 2 cookies, 2 bags of M&Ms, a Choco Taco, a box of popcorn, and a bag of chips. Anthony wrote on Facebook, for Mraz, ACC stands for another chewing contest. Aaron Barkle tweets, Dr. Sanjay Gupta recommends you stop doing this to your body. Hashtag you need to eat like this.
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
Jane writes in, that's just the thictator thictating. Dan writes, that's nothing short of heroic. Jack writes in, that's a horrific amount of sugar going into one person for a week. Kevin writes, you can't stop Mraz. You could only hope to contain him. Armando, that's the recipe for diabetes and a loss of a leg. Richard writes, and a partridge in a pear tree. Shane merely tweets in or writes in a meme of Homer Simpson having a heart attack. Chase writes, thictator, long may he reign. Doug writes, he should check his blood pressure. Jason writes, he's a dead man walking. Jeffrey is the second diabetes meme and gif put up on this thread by Wilfred Brimley. Corey writes, hashtag I'm a fat lard, hashtag Chubbo.
Chubbo.
Nathan writes, these are rookie numbers. Frank writes, lightweight. And Dan writes, and 1,500 megs of metformin, which is
fat
probably
lard.
A diabetes medicine, is my guess.
I've had it with the diabetic jokes. Keep them both my legs.
How much joy, Bilotti, do you get out of the threads making fun of Mraz's eating?
Oh, it's tremendous. I have so many toys here, too, I could use as well.
Yeah, it's great. It
makes my day.
The brightest joy I see from the body Bilotti is those threads of you guys poking fun of Mraz and him laughing. Let's get to your target demo Friday, boys and girls.
It's a three-hour black hole block party. Here's what our listeners are doing as they connect to the mothership.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Everybody, there's a quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance too? Get it all at geico.com. Target demo Friday. Brian writes in, listening at work, Sports Radio 96.7. It's college basketball this weekend, and I've scheduled an ear exam after earlier in the week listening to that caller talk to Deacon and Marsh. I think D.A. and Marsh Mraz about Baker. To Deacon and Marsh about Baker Mazel and Saquon Bradley. Hashtag, I've got the March Madness. Yeah, Deacon is here all day long on the father vessel. Me and Marsh got it going on with Baker Mazel and Saquon Bradley takes.
And Baker Mazel.
Denisio writes, I'm getting ready to attack the weekend grind. College hoop for the radio. Beam me up, Caribbean Island, please, for Mraz again. Stands for ACC, another chewing contest. Hashtag gods on across the belly.
Hey, man, that was good, man.
Reed writes in, listening to the show via TuneIn, scheduling music on radio stations while I'm ready to head to Smash for this weekend, where hopefully the win streak continues. Preds.
How many beers ago? Probably 1,000.
Luis on the TuneIn app in Toronto. Believe it or not, tomorrow, Leafs Nation Network, still a better name than the Not Done Network, is filming me and my family for Leafs Nation Out Loud. How cool is that? Repping my love for my hockey team. Right on. All right. I love it. Nice job.
All right.
By golly, Miss Molly.
Derek in Pittsburgh, Apple Music, delivering food out in the cold and snow. DA, it's been a couple of epic months on the mothership this year so far. We already have 12 great moments to make up for the 12 DAs. Let's keep it going. Hashtag bacon horseradish. Hashtag buttermilk ranch. Hashtag Baker Mazel.
I don't even have a job, Damien.
Baker Mazel.
Buttermilk ranch.
Using a hashtag for Jerry Rice describing. What was he? Valley Ranch dressings or something?
Hidden Ranch? I think so.
I never thought I was going to read hashtag bacon horseradish, hashtag buttermilk ranch, hashtag bacon horseradish, hashtag buttermilk ranch. Corey writes, and getting caught up on yesterday's show on the podcast app on my iPhone while munching on Girl Scout cookies, hashtag chubbo, hashtag fatlard.
Chubbo.
Anne writes, I'm doing my domestic goddess work, cleaning the house, chasing my daughter and granddaughter around. Going to go to the Strawberry Festival this weekend with the hubby. Very nice. I like it.
French onion, bacon, horseradish, buttermilk, ranch.
James is hanging ducked in Abilene, Texas with his son at work. Hashtag beam me up. Smoking these ribs this weekend. Hashtag you need to eat like this. John writes, I'll tell you what I'm not doing. Eating 9 meatballs in one sitting. Hashtag, you need to eat like
this. You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
Steven writes, I'm bunkering down for some snow and ACC tournament this week and listing on Super Sports 101.7 in Blacksburg, Virginia.
All right.
And that is your Target demo Friday. Todd writes, remember when Mraz's brother-in-law gave him career advice? Well, what does he think now? Free Choco Tacos, protein pretzels for media. You win. I'm watching DA, watchda.com, and hanging with the kids this week at hashtag beam me up.
That's right. Bacon, horseradish, buttermilk, ranch.
That's right. Free Choco Tacos and protein pretzels.
Buttermilk, ranch.
You guys are killing me today. Killing me. All right, your epic fail of the morning. What else would it be?
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
What was the first initial go-around of meatballs?
I went 4.
4 Cajun chicken meatballs.
Lead-off homer, 3 strikeouts.
After 4 meatballs and 2 plates of rigatoni.
No, it was 1 plate of rigatoni to go with 4 meatballs.
They were 1-bite meatballs, right? They looked small in the one picture you posted.
No, I would say I cut them into 3 bites at least.
Okay.
And oh my, this has gone wild.
3-bite meatballs. They were not Swedish meatballs. They were good sized. They were like golf balls. Probably bigger.
Bigger than golf balls, yeah. They were good sized balls, for sure. Mm-hmm.
So that puts you up to 7 Cajun chicken meatballs, 2 plates of rigatoni.
Then Brad Heller showed up. He proceeded to
dessert coordinator.
Right, he proceeded to go after some meatballs. In which case, I then said, you know what? I'll have two more.
A much different outcome than we expected. Wow.
All told, Mraz ate 9 Cajun chicken meatballs.
With a Choco Taco palate cleanser mix in.
Nom. Is Mraz going to survive?
Now, what doesn't count against the salary cap there, if you will, I'm not counting it because I'm forgetting I did it. Within the 3 plates and within the chocolate taco before you even got there, there were 2 powdered sugared brownie triangles, 1 chocolate chip cookie, and then after I was finally done with the last 2 meatballs, I went for another cookie before heading up to the seats.
Certain things bake better in the cold.
You definitely went for the pretzel. You said it was a little stale, so you went to the other pretzel case. You ate 2 pretzels last night.
Not whole pretzel. Deceiving number.
What matters is our plan.
I mean, at this point, does it really matter?
Also, a box of popcorn.
That was for the second half of the Duke game, sure. But I offered to share. Nobody wanted to share.
And then the late coup de grace, the icing on the cake, stowed away 2 bags of M&Ms for the train ride home.
They were the fun size bags.
And that is your day.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
Oh, man. So good. Jason tweets in, 9 meatballs. Glad Mraz got his carb intake for the day. Oh, my God. You guys are killing me. Daniel writes, how many pretzels equals 9 meatballs? Oh, man. What a way to end. That was a great epic fail. Nice job, Mraz. Sean Mraz, your executive producer. Pete the Body Bilotti on the wheels of steel. Andrew Kaplan at WatchDA.com did a fantastic job all week long with us. We'd love to have him here. And Andrew Bogish, a great job with the headlines as well. Be good and be good to one another. I'm DA, the Mothership Disconnect.
French onion, bacon, horseradish, buttermilk, ranch.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.